Welcome back, everybody. Welcome if you're just joining us. My name is Maggie Naughton. I've got a great guest with me to close out this half hour. His name is Peter Barca. He is a former congressperson for this great state of Wisconsin and former secretary of the Department of Revenue, among other roles. He has served the public with great aplomb and integrity for many years. Thanks so much for being here, Peter. We were talking about money in politics. And the fact that every single poll, and more perhaps most importantly for this discussion, polls by very conservative organizations, the Cato Institute, American Enterprise Institute, pick your poison, when they poll, over 85, sometimes over 90% of Americans don't like the level of money in politics, and yet we can't seem to get to a place where elected officials are actively advocating for a constitutional amendment because the Supreme Court declared that money is speech and corporations are people. And so there is this unlimited fire hose of money going into elections. We've seen the most expensive Supreme Court election in our nation's history. How do we fix this? How do we make it better?
Well, I mean, there's a group called End Citizens United. They endorse me because I want End Citizens United. And people need to continue to speak out. I'm glad when they put this on referendums in the most Republican areas, they pass overwhelmingly because people understand that their influence in government is diminished dramatically when you can have these techno, you know, corporations like just control exactly what's going to happen here in America. And it's not in the public interest. And you know, it's worse than it's ever been because, you know, as we said before the break, you know, Justice Scalia, while he was for it, and I'm certainly not, but he at least said, well, we at least have to have transparency. We have no transparency. There's all this dark money coming into politics today by these groups you never heard of, like, you know, Citizens for a Better Democracy or Citizens for Change. Right. And who knows if the, you know, Chinese are funding it, the Russians, the Iranians. We have absolutely no idea where that money's coming from. And you know, we're more vulnerable than ever because people, sadly, are so dependent now on social media for their news, which has no checks and balances and no responsibility behind what they put on the air. I mean, CBS, ABC, any regular station can be sued if they say things that are completely false and have been. And but you can put anything you
and
want on Facebook.
And have paid settlements, even when what they've said wasn't completely false or otherwise constitutionally protected. Just to give people a flavor, I dare any conservative Trump supporter to call me and make an argument that Donald Trump isn't a guy that revels in people trying to buy influence with him. I mean, that's sort of the Trump brand, right? And if you don't believe me, here's a little recent gut check on this. The Easter egg roll, the White House Easter egg roll, had no less than 11 activities. This was just yesterday, with corporate sponsors. Can you guess who they were, Peter? The cryptocurrency company Gala hosted a digital egg hunt. Betty Crocker Dessert hosted a cookie decorating station. Paz ran an egg coloring activity, but of course, we got into sponsorship by Amazon and a whole other, Google's, YouTube, Meta was sponsoring an AI-powered experience and photo opportunity, yet again, Amazon there. Yeah, weird, funny, we're now selling off little bits and pieces of the old Easter egg hunt. The corruption is real, we all hate it. We got to do something about it. What was the organization that you mentioned, Peter? I want to give that some airtime again.
And Citizens United. Yep.
Go check that out. Here's another one, folks. Please go check out Master Plan Podcast. The guy who created the podcast, and that's masterplanpodcast.com, was a guest on my show when I was doing the Maggie and the Millionaires segment, and he goes through the entire history from Buckley v. Vallejo all the way through Citizens United. Buckley v. Vallejo was decided in 1976, y'all. It was the first time the Supreme Court was like, man, maybe we can't regulate money in politics. And here's what I will promise every single one of you. If you go check this out, you will be astounded. Since 1976, and then it got worse after the Citizens United decision. Look up, and you can ask for, you could ask your favorite AI bot for a plot, a graph plot, showing income inequality, union membership, voting participation. Pick a metric. Pick what you think might reflect, hey, is our economy working for most of us most of the time? Pick your metric about, is democracy functioning for us? Whatever it is, and I guarantee you, you will see breaking points at 1976 and after Citizens United that basically show when a Supreme Court, when our system says money equals speech and makes corruption legal in our system, guess what? Our government works in general more often for the betterment of the wealthiest among us. Big shock. The wealthy can buy influence. The government works better for them, less for us. Peter, I
never heard of that podcast, Maggie, but that's
check it out.
I'm going to check it out.
Another one is AmericanPromise.net.
That one I'm aware of.
Yep, that is a good one for listeners. Mm-hmm. We'll put these resources on our show notes. Again, that's End Citizens United. The other one is MasterPlanPodcast.com. The last one is AmericanPromise.net.
Right.
Very briefly, Peter, and I mean very briefly, you're a Harvard graduate. What does the Trump administration's attacks on Harvard and higher education portend for, say, the church people may be attending?
It's huge and it's sad. It's really shameful, frankly. And ironically, the whole pretense for this, and I'm not a graduate, though, but I did go to graduate school there. And but Harvard, their chapter of Hillel, which is a global advocacy organization for Jewish college students, and that's the whole pretense for going after Harvard and many of these universities. They said last week on social media, despite positive elements of the government's demands, the current escalating federal assault against Harvard, shuttering political life-saving research, targeting the university's tax exempt standard, and threatening all student visas actually is bad for us. Mm. So,
that's from Hillel, an advocacy, global advocacy, anti-Semitism support for Jewish students within the university structure, saying this ain't good. For
Precisely.
Any institution, if they Precisely. Can go after Harvard, which of your businesses, your place of worship, or your other private institutions are next on the hit list? We've got Dr. Marty Kanarek joining us next to talk about the lead paint crisis in MPS schools. You're going to want to keep it locked right here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.